Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
A lot of people kind of go into this idea specifically within AI and saying, oh, well, it's going to eat all the jobs. And what happens if it does that? But like, this is actually a new model and a new program that we've never seen before. And so like, it's hard, it's very easy to say what jobs are going to be lost. But it's a lot harder to think about what jobs are going to be created. Right. Yeah. And I think it's going to create a whole new wave of jobs and opportunities that we didn't even know existed. A great example is like, you know, when the car first came out, before the car came out, there was no idea for ever making a drive-through or a McDonald's, right? And so like, now that the car came, you could actually build a drive-through. Because you build a drive-through, now you can create a drive-through experience and a drive-through restaurant, and then create all these new type of things that came in front of it. And so that was, without the car, you wouldn't have had all those other businesses that started to create. And nobody would have thought that building a business like a McDonald's or whatever. Like, and now you fast forward to, you know, AI, and you're having that same type of opportunity where there's going to be millions of new jobs that are going to be created and new opportunities, but it's still unclear in terms of what those are going to be. But if you follow the history of where the industry has gone, you know, it's only going to be up and to the right. And that's the same thing that we're seeing within the crypto space too. I mean, within the last bull run, it was super exciting to see the amount of physical artists to also explore a digital medium. or the physical musicians that now said, well, look, I want to have 0-to-1 authentic experiences with my audience. Like, and I want to know exactly who I'm working with and who is listening to my music. And Spotify is not giving me this information. So I'm going to go and use Web3 and use crypto rails, because now I can work directly with those people and get monetized over the period of different times within that space. Right. And so you're seeing, people's understanding around the industry become more and more. And, you know, the holy grail, like what you just mentioned, is when you can actually have, you know, a consumer AI product that also knows how to integrate Web3 technology. And with the pinnacle being right here, where you don't necessarily have to know all the crypto and all the technological lingo in order to really help make this happen. Even like Midjourney, Midjourney is a beautiful app and it's amazing, but you have to know how to use Discord. You have to know how to use all these super simple experiences. But that's the reason why ChatGPT was the fastest company in the history. I think it took 5 days to get to 1 million users, because all you have to do is just go in and type and say, how do I make this, what type of workout should I do in order to lose 10 pounds? Rather than you going out and having to scour the internet, it takes all that data and brings it right there for you. All you have to do is a simple text prompt. And so when you're having that type of that opportunity, that's also going to happen within the crypto space. I think it's going to be extremely exciting. And, you know, I recommend all founders, if you're looking to build a startup, like between whether it's crypto, whether it's AI, I mean, there's so many different industries, but where we see a ton of momentum and where we want to help encourage the next generation of builders. I mean, those are two huge industries that get me fired up every day. And I also use every day as well, too.
Chris, when you were the chief of staff at A16Z, and you were creating criteria to find which companies to invest in, I wonder if you're now using those same characteristics, the same traits, when you're trying to find crypto projects and crypto brands to invest in. Is it, are there similarities? Are there some differences when you're presenting it to the team to say, all right, this is the next thing, is they have this type of technology? What's that process like for you?
Yeah, well, I think like the number one thing that we look for is just like having an earned secret and, you know, being able to actually build the product from the beginning to the end, right? And so, you know, what is it that you believe that nobody else believes in? Because, and then do you have the courage to actually go and build it? You know, I learned that's core to our DNA from our investment thesis, and having good ideas that look like bad ideas, and having this contrarian mindset in terms of how you see the world, because ultimately, like, this entire world, whether it's the camcorder that you're looking into right now, or the chair that you're sitting at, or the restaurant that you go to tonight, it's all based off of somebody's viewpoint, how they see the world, and what needs to actually be created. And so I think that if you think about, you know, having to, one, do the work in terms of figuring, like, understand, okay, well, this is the technology that is currently being built. And then, two, going back and saying, okay, well, this founder sees the world this way, and if you actually did it correctly, how would that help change the industry from a whole? I think it's really kind of bridging a lot of those core ideas to really help go and make it happen. I mean, you have to go after big businesses. I mean, especially with how we see the world within our firm, is that, you know, we want to see the next, you know, $10, $150 billion businesses being built and help supporting those founders, because they know, you know, it's like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Babe Ruth effect, where it's like Babe Ruth had the highest number of strikeouts, but he also had the highest number of home runs too. And so, like, if you're going to swing, swing for the fences, you know, and really try and think about what big ideas are really being made and how you can help contribute to that world too.
All right, let's talk a little bit about on the VC side. We had the social media boom in 2005 to 2009. We're going through the AI boom. What is the industry that, I know you can't talk too much internally about 816Z, but generally in venture and angel investing, what's the next big sector that everyone is looking to invest in that will probably produce a great yield going into like 2027, 2029?
You know, I think it's a combination between, I mean, look, for us, we invest in multiple different verticals. I mean, we invest in the intersections of bio and healthcare. You know, it's our bio fund where, you know, the next generation genomic sequencing companies are going to happen. The next, you know, lab grown foods are going to be built out. You know, where healthcare and technology can come together to really help save the world. So I think that that's one area that's very interesting. We have a practice called American Dynamism, which also is extremely impactful in terms of helping just the next generation companies that can help, you know, from the defense side to help our government, to help our education systems, helping, you know, school programs, helping, businesses when they're thinking about like our national defense and using technology to really help to help advance protect our nation, right, with technology. And so that's a vertical that we're continuing to build out, and we have a whole team that's dedicated towards that now. I'd say, obviously, you mentioned the AI space. I think that there's two verticals within AI. There's the consumer version, so the prompt, Texas prompt speeches, or new consumer applications that are going to be built with an AI background that you should be extremely excited about. But you're also having the enterprise sides too. And so the businesses that are actually helping train these language models and using the data to really help create, you know, new and informative insights. And so that's another model that I think you should be extremely excited about. I think that, yeah, obviously our crypto space, you know, in terms of the future of Web3, and whether, you know, I'm particularly bullish on the application layer, where it's kind of like that consumerization of crypto is really going to continue to take off. And we made a number of investments over the past few years and continue looking at that space. And, you know, I think the last thing that I would say is just, you know, areas that from a cultural perspective that really can help drive our businesses, right? And so if you think about like the last generation and being able to create things like a Shopify, you know, now anybody could create a website, or, you know, using, you know, different types of e-commerce solutions. And so I think that there will be, those are more, again, on the application side, but now you're going to start to see these type of foundations, whether it's crypto, whether it's, you know, AI, or you name it, at the forefront. Because if you're going to build a company, or if you're going to invest into a company that has these new technologies, and, you know, they're going 100 miles an hour versus a, you know, legacy Web2 business, or that doesn't have, whether it's AI or have crypto along it, like, you're going to see just a night and day difference in terms of, you know, effective scalability over time. And, you know, the number one thing when you think about investing in a company is speed, because you're not just competing against, you know, that one company in your space, or the company that's also in New York City or within the United States. This is a global game, right? Yeah. We're dealing against companies that are being built in China, companies that are being built in, you know, India, being built in Europe, Israel, South America. And so, like, you got to go 100 miles an hour. And I think that this is probably one of the most competitive sports that you actually do break a sweat, but it's not through working out. It's definitely through going out and being in the trenches and making it happen. But that's the beauty of the game. And you know, for us at our firm, we just want to continue to help support that next generation of founders that have big dreams, that really want to help change the game and, you know, make the world a better place.